The Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. A quorum is present. The first item on the agenda is approval of minutes for April 29th, 2020. Representative Herr moves approval of the minutes for that date. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved for April 30th, 2020. The next item on the agenda is waiving the Joint Rule 2.03, which is our deadline. And I'm going to move these bills according to the committees that they are going to be re-referred to. So I'm going to state the House files first, and then I'll state that as a motion. So House File 3334, the Mariani bill, is going to go to Ways and Means. House File 3029, the Eklund bill, is going to go to Ways and Means. House File 3642, the Kunesh-Podein bill, is going to Ways and Means. House File 3109, the Edelson bill, will go to Ways and Means. House File 3737, the Pryor bill, will go to Ways and Means. House File 3992, the Murphy bill, will go to Ways and Means. And House File 4407, the Erickson bill, will go to Ways and Means. So Representative Herr moves that pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, committee deadline for future action on House Files 334, 3029, 3642, 3109, 3737, 3992, and 4407. Are waived, and the House files are re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Mariani.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I should know this, but I just realized as I'm looking at the engrossment of my bill, and it says House File 334, which seems odd to me, because that would make it a pretty early bill from last year. But that's what I'm showing.
Okay. Representative Mariani, I will ask the committee administrator to confirm the House file number before we go on to a vote.
Thank you.
It is confirmed. House File 334, Board of Peace Officer Standards and Training Membership Expanded, originally introduced January 24, 2019. Okay. Committee report adopted and referred to us on April 30th.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of that? Who's seeking recognition?
Representative Garofalo.
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you. Are you seeing the raise hand function on your screen or not?
I am not in the moment, Representative Garofalo.
Okay. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was raising my hand. But so just to be clear, the referral motion you're making is different than the bills that were posted in advance. There's a couple of bills that were listed on the agenda that were not in your motion.
Representative Garofalo, those bills are going to the general register as opposed to Ways and Means. So I'm moving them in a separate motion.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a point of clarification. Some of these bills are general fund expenditures, and some of them are just giving permission for transfers. And in my mind, at least, those are very different things. The ones that are increasing the general fund spending, we just don't have any money. So I'm wondering if maybe very quickly, if you or the authors could go through which of these bills are doing which. So which one are spending more general fund money and which one is just giving, like, for example, the Ogilvie School is allowed to transfer money. And to
Representative O'Neill, I think it would be, those conversations take place in Ways and Means. This is simply waiving the deadline. I think if there are questions to specific bills, we can take those questions and direct them to the authors. But having a general overview of finances in the various bills, I think, is something that is better suited for Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair.
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just in light of that, then, I would just point out that there is a distinction in this group of bills. Some of them are spending general fund money, and some of them are not. And so unless we want to go through each one, I just want to make note of that, that some of this is something that we probably cannot afford, and they'll discuss that, I'm sure, in Ways and Means. But just to get that on the record again, that these are distinctly different bills in their financial components, even.
Thank you, Representative O'Neill. And that is something that I know that Chairman Carlson and the Ways and Means Committee will be sorting through as they look at our budget situation.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Carlson.
Just a quick comment. Anything that has a fiscal impact goes to Ways and Means. You know, for example, we had the LCCMR bill up this morning and reported that out of Ways and Means. That has a separate revenue source. It's basically an endowment. So anything with a fiscal impact of more than $2,000 increase or decrease goes through Ways and Means.
Thank you, Representative Carlson. Further discussion to the per motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no.
No.
The motion prevails in House Files 334, 3029, 3642, 3109, 3737, 3992, and 4407 have had their deadlines waived and are re-referred to Ways and Means. The next motion will be for two bills that are going directly to the General Register after we waive the deadline. And so those are House Files 2383, the Sandstead Bill, and House File 4240, the Richardson Bill. So I'll make that motion, I'll state that motion on behalf of Representative Burr, pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, committee deadlines for future action on House Files 2383 and 4240 are waived, and the bills are going to be re-referred to the General Register. Discussion to that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails and the deadlines are waived for House File 2383 and 4240, and those bills are being sent to the General Register. Members, we anticipate, or we not anticipate, we will have a Rules Committee meeting during session today so that we can waive deadlines on bills that are coming to the front desk during session. So we will be recessing the committee and reconvening during the floor session again today. The bills that we are planning to waive, I hope the committee administrator can confirm this, were sent ahead of time. And so that you have an opportunity to take a look at those and we can have a fairly concise hearing during the floor session. And we will represent Mr. Blava, please go ahead.
Yeah, just to confirm, yes, they've all been sent ahead of time as to research summaries if they are available for the current engrossments. And if any additional information is needed, please contact me.
Thank you, Mr. Blauwell. In addition, the authors for those bills in almost every case will be available at the hearing for specific questions. And then finally, the Zoom link for that portion of the meeting will be sent out after this concludes. So thank you, members. We are in recess. Administration will come back to order. The item that we have left on the agenda is waiving of Joint Rule 2.03, the deadlines. We have a series of House files, and for sake of time, I'm going to do it the same way we did this morning, in which I'm going to move all the bills that go to the same committee in one block, and bills that go to different committees I will move separately. So the first group will be those that are going to Ways and Means, and I will read those out to you now. So Representative Herr moves that pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, committee deadlines for future actions on the following House files are waived, and the House files will be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Those House files are 3657, Hansen, 4554, Hansen, 3376 Waslewick, 627 Pinto, 4582 Halverson, 4285 Poppy, 4601 Cagle, and 3341 Hewitt. Any discussion to that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
Aye.
No.
The motion prevails and the deadlines are waived for those bills. Next up are two bills that are going to state government finance. So Representative Herr moves that pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, committee deadlines for future action on House Files 4571 and 3568 are waived and the bills are re-referred to the Committee on State Government Finance. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. The motion prevails and House Files 4571 and 3568 have their deadlines waived and they are being sent to State Government Finance. The next is 3563, the Moran bill. That's going to Health and Human Services Finance. So Representative Herr moves that pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, committee deadlines for future action on House File 3563 are waived, and the bill is re-referred to the Committee on Health and Human Services Finance. Any discussion? None. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The motion prevails. Maybe you. Thank you. Okay, the last motion is for House File 4576. Representative Herr moves that House File 4576, Joint Rule 2.03 and Senate Concurrent Resolution 6, the committee deadlines are waived and the bill is re-referred to the General Register. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. Motion prevails and the deadlines are waived for House File 4576 and it is referred to the General Register. Members, there is nothing further before the committee that I'm aware of. So unless any of you have an issue that we need to address, I will adjourn the hearing. Thank you.